Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 83 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
But I'm a person, I have to have a purpose every day to go do something and make it happen.
Rowan County's outgoing superintendent is looking forward to retirement.
A man accused of several burglaries in a UK has been arrested.
The third day of a federal bribery trial is happening in Lexington today.
Senator Mitch McConnell says a new agriculture bill could change the status of him.
The Boyd County Library will open a new branch location in Summit.
In sports, the Reds play tonight in Kansas City.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Thunderstorms expected tonight with a low of 62 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Accused of several on-campus burglaries at the University of Kentucky is now behind bars. WKYT reports Clifton Mullins was a suspect in at least five thefts over a three-week span. Police say he was captured with the aid of security footage and community tips. They say Mullins has admitted to the crimes.
Authorities have arrested the last in a group of four people wanted in connection with an assault and kidnapping in Mount Sterling. WKYT reports 33-year-old Sabrina Zorns of Olive Hill is now in custody. She faces charges alongside 24-year-old Brandon Lambert of Moorhead, 35-year-old Lonnie Bailey of Olive Hill, and 43-year-old Samuel Pennington of Olive Hill. The other three were apprehended Monday. The four are charged in connection with a knife assault and kidnapping that left a victim seriously injured.
An Elkhorn City man faces felony charges after officials say he attempted to smuggle a knife into the Pike County Detention Center. According to EKB News, 29-year-old Michael Anderson was booked into the jail Monday on a public intoxication charge. Officials say they found a knife in his boot. Anderson is charged with first-degree promoting contraband. He pled not guilty to the charge yesterday. He's due back in Pike Circuit Court on June 21st.
Although the alleged victim in a Boyd County forgery case would like to see the prosecution ended, the charges against a former Ashland real estate agent remain. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, 50-year-old William Dyer has been indicted on charges of possession of a forged instrument, forgery, and theft by unlawful taking of $10,000 or more. In Boyd Circuit Court Friday, Dyer said he believed the matter was resolved, saying the victim wishes to drop all charges. However, Commonwealth Attorney Rhonda Copley says her office has no intention of dropping the case. Dyer is the owner of Duffy Dyer Realty Appraisal. He is scheduled for arraignment June 22nd.
A former cabinet secretary in Democratic Governor Steve Beshear's administration says the governor's chief of staff pressured him to award a lucrative state contract to a company that had helped him raise money. But Tim Longmire said he did not bow to that pressure because he was already being bribed by a lobbyist to keep the contract with another company. Longmire's testimony came during the third day of a federal bribery trial of James Sullivan, who is accused of bribing Longmire. Longmire pleaded guilty to bribery charges and is serving a 68-month sentence at a federal facility in Alabama. He returned to Lexington this week to testify against Sullivan. Sullivan's attorney said he is innocent. He said the payments to Longmire were as a friend.
Sixth District Congressman Andy Barr says he supports the Trump administration's trade agenda, but he's less enthusiastic about the president's steel and aluminum tariffs that have sparked escalating trade war rhetoric with close allies. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Barr tells WUKY he backs the administration's stated goal of, quote, fair, free, and reciprocal trade, but
in the meantime, we're experiencing some major concerns about what the unintended consequences could be.
Retaliatory trade tariffs have put Kentucky's signature bourbon industry in the crosshairs, with Mexico slapping a tariff on U.S. whiskey and the European Union set to follow suit starting in July. Barr says he's also concerned about disruptions in the global supply chain for Toyota and other automakers. In an interview Monday, the three-term congressman questioned the wisdom of directing fire at the nation's friendliest trading partners.
It's also not good to focus our efforts against allied countries with whom we have a trade surplus, Canada being a prime example of that.
Barr's statement runs counter to repeated claims by Trump that the U.S. suffers from a trade deficit with our neighbor to the north. Canada is Kentucky's largest international trade partner with $7.7 billion in exports in 2017. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A Senate panel has approved a farm bill that includes Mitch McConnell's measure to legalize industrial hemp. The bill, which was okayed by the Agricultural Committee, now heads to the full Senate, where the majority leader says it could get a vote by July 4th. McConnell says he's proud to be a supporter of the bill.
It can deliver much-needed certainty for our farmers. One way it does so is by protecting crop insurance, a crucial tool for our farmers who face challenges such as natural disasters or inclement weather.
If passed, the legislation would remove hemp from the list of controlled substances and allow farmers to grow and sell the product. Industrial hemp has been grown in Kentucky as part of a pilot program since 2014.
Kentucky will receive nearly $1 million in federal funding to help parks and outdoor recreation. A statement from U.S. Representative Hal Rogers says U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zink announced that $924,000 will be distributed to Kentucky for Land and Water Conservation Fund from revenues available through the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. The funding comes from Outer Continental Shelf lease revenues and is part of $61.6 million being distributed across the nation. Rogers says the grants help preserve land and water and improve the quality of life by allowing more recreational options. He says the funding goes towards improving areas like campgrounds, hiking trails, and playgrounds.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to click it or ticket. Seatbelt use in Kentucky is 86.8%, below the national average of 90.1%. Half of those killed last year in motor vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The Kentucky Department of Highway Safety reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. It will save lives. Click it or ticket.
The budget for the 2018-19 fiscal year at Morehead State University has been passed, but there's still work to do for the university's finances. That's according to MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan. Morgan came to the university last year just as performance-based funding began to affect the amount of money the university would receive from the state. Facing large-scale building projects, aging facilities, and increased pension costs, creating next year's budget took months. Morgan recommended that the university carve out a 5% rainy day fund each year.
We're going to try to hold 5% of our auxiliary funds, and then also the 15% health insurance. I would like to get us on a rotational pattern of starting crafting in a formalized reserve in the budget.
The Board of Regents approved the policy during last week's meeting. The university is planning for a $4.9 million reduction during the next fiscal year.
Rowan County School Superintendent Marvin Moore is already plotting a course for his life after retirement. Moore officially steps down as Rowan's K-12 education leader on June 30th. He says just because he's leaving the county school system, that doesn't mean that he'll no longer be working. According to Moore, it's important for him to stay busy.
I've had a couple of companies to contact me, wanted me to come and talk to them about doing some consulting work. I might do that. I wouldn't be doing it as much for the money, just I'd be doing it to help them out, and if it makes a difference in somebody else's life, that would be rewarding. But don't have anything definite yet, but we'll look at it and make it work out.
Moore also plans to remain active in the community and may do some traveling. Assistant Superintendent John Maxey was named by the Rowan School Board earlier to take over for Moore on July 1st.
The Boyd County Public Library has begun moving toward building a new branch in Summit. The library recently paid $925,000 for a three-acre site near the intersection of US 60 and Midland Trail. The plan is to build a 12,000-square-foot building there to replace the library's cramped Kiowa Mall location. Director Debbie Cooper says with Boyd County's population growing in the area, it makes good sense to put a new facility there.
If we put a library there, we're central to the new high school and all the schools around. We're getting more and more partnerships with school. the land is big enough that we can have school buses come to the library, which has been a problem in the past. We hope to make some green space for people out there and just offer services that libraries normally offer.
The Boyd County Library's new branch in Summit is expected to cost around $5 million. Cosper says they'll sell an old building in Summit and use their current tax revenue and a loan to pay for it. She hopes the new facility will open in the next 3 to 5 years.
Federal agents have raided a Kentucky pain clinic as the FBI says it is investigating multiple locations around Louisville. Special agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration were sorting through boxes inside Bluegrass Pain Consultants on Tuesday. The Courier-Journal reports that federal agents were talking to patients who were at the clinic. FBI spokesman David Habish says the agents were conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity at multiple locations around Louisville as part of an ongoing investigation. He declined to comment further. Bluegrass Pain Consultants has locations in Louisville and LaGrange, Kentucky, according to its website. The group describes itself as providing treatment options for pain management, including consultations and medication.
A yearly budget has been approved in Mason County. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
Commissioners gave final approval Tuesday to a $22 million budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The Ledger Independent reports the budget was given the okay by the Department of Local Government with a few minor recommended changes. Mason County Treasurer Kim Muse says the budget will be allocated with $8.4 million going in the landfill fund, $6.2 million in the general fund, $3.1 million in the jail fund, and $2.4 million in the road fund. The remaining funds will be for average employee pay raises of 2.5%. The budget shows a $1.4 million increase compared to the current fiscal year. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
Moorhead City Council has approved an ordinance lowering the speed limit on 5th Street and Tippett Avenue. The speed limit has been reduced from 20 to 10 miles per hour. Tom Carew sits on the council.
We have quite a few cars that come up there every day when school's in session, and those streets were never built to handle that traffic. So if we can reopen 4th Street to make it two-way, that could relieve some of the traffic there.
Carew says the city is working with Moorhead State University to discuss reopening 4th Street.
Mayor Jim Tom Trent reports that construction on Moorhead's new splash pad should begin in a few weeks. The city will take construction bids for the estimated $750,000 project through June 28th. In talking with its architect, CMW of Lexington, Trent says the building of the splash pad should start in early July.
We were really fighting for an August 1 opening. That's probably going to be pushed back a little bit just because we've had to do some soil sampling and we're going to have to make some adjustments to the property. We went in and did some core samples and stuff that we needed to do, and that came back, and we're going to have to do some adjustments. Nothing major, but it's going to cost us a few weeks. So right now, we've kind of pushed back the expectation for opening somewhere between mid-August and Labor Day.
Trent doesn't believe the late summer opening will be a problem since, unlike a public pool, the splash pad can remain open into the early fall. It will be built on the former Perkins property across the road from Green Hills City Park.
Looking at the weather tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, cloudy skies after midnight, lows around 62 degrees, chance of rain at 50%. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 83. Thursday night, generally fair, lows near 60 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 87. Friday night, mainly clear skies, lows around 64. Saturday, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, highs around 92. And Saturday night, a few clouds from time to time, lows around 69 degrees. Looking at the listening area temperatures, Flemingsburg, 83 degrees. Lexington, 84 degrees. Ashland, 84 degrees. Winchester, 83 degrees. Inez, 81 degrees. Mount Sterling, 83 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's 83 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Morgan County girls basketball team has a new leader. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
Troy Lee Thomas has been named the new head coach for the Lady Cougars. Thomas is a veteran bench boss, having compiled a 150 and 168 record in 12 seasons at Rowan County, Bath County, South Laurel, and West Jesmond. He took Rowan's Lady Vikings to the 16th region title in 2005. Thomas says he's excited about the Morgan County job, but also accepted it so he could be closer to his mother.
The basic reason that I came back, besides taking the program over, is my mom's got dementia, and I've got to take care of her more now.
Thomas is inheriting a program that hasn't won more than 12 games over the past 10 years. The last winning season for the Morgan County girls came in 2008, when they finished at 21-10. Thomas, though, says he looks forward to the challenge of getting the Lady Cougars program back on track.
When I found out this job opened up, I thought it could be a great opportunity for me, and just to help the kids here build a basketball program here at Morgan County. So, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting all the kids and all the parents and things, and got a lot of things lined out for them this summer. You know, I'm just going to take it one step at a time and just hope for the best.
Thomas says winning right away won't be the primary focus as he starts his rebuilding effort.
What I'm going to really do is really build a program, a basketball program first, and try to instill the kids with, you know, confidence and what make basketball fun again. And that's the big thing I'm really wanting to do, meeting these kids and just really trying to, you know, develop a basketball program.
And to do that, he says, it starts with looking ahead to the future.
You know, it always starts with your younger kids. You know, you got to get your younger kids involved. You know, and it comes from all the way from kindergarten, first, second, third grade. You know, developing this type of basketball league. I think it's important also to have great relationships with your kids and parents.
Thomas also plans to bring a new attitude to the Morgan County girls basketball program, teaching his players that they can be winners, noting that he plans to be with them for the long haul.
This is a place where I would love to retire. You know, I'm close to home, and now I've got a chance to take care of my mom more. I just want to really reach out to the community here. And, you know, I'm big on community service and serving other people and, you know, doing things just besides just basketball. You know, going and visiting an old folks home, nursing home, you know, doing things for Habitat for Humanity. You know, I like to.
Thomas also says he wants to build the Lady Cougars into a winner, not just on the floor, but off it.
Do things that I think are important because, you know, kids are not going to be basketball players for the rest of their life, but more important, they got a chance to be great people and doing that. You know, I think it's really important to serve others, and that's exactly what I'd like to do here.
For WMKY News, I'm Tilton Johnson.
It's 4:48 and 83 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins. And we're so glad to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the city of Moorhead, home to Moorhead State University, St. Clair Healthcare, and Moorhead Conference Center. The city of Moorhead supports efforts to encourage community livability, economic prosperity, and cultural outreach. Facebook and online at moorhead-ky.gov.
The Reds and Royals. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. After getting a 10-inning, 5-1 win over the Royals last night, the Cincinnati Reds visit Kansas City again this evening at 8:15. While Joey Votto had a tie-breaking 3-run triple, interim manager Jim Riggleman says, starting pitcher Sal Romano's 8-inning, 1-run effort was also a big key to Cincinnati's victory.
I was really impressed that he stayed strong on a kind of a humid night out here. But, you know, Sal is a sinker ball pitcher, and there was a few balls in the air that we made some big plays on. So the next step for Sal is to, let's make sure that we're getting some ground balls there and really move it along in that direction.
Despite the good outing, Romano wound up with a no decision. Reliever David Hernandez pitched a perfect ninth inning to improve his record to 2-0. Some afternoon scores from around baseball. Atlanta beat the Mets 2-0. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 1-0. At last check, the Cubs trail the Brewers 1-0 in the 8th inning. Boston is up on Baltimore 1-0 in the 5th inning. And Pittsburgh leads Arizona 4-2, currently in the 3rd inning. Having three players turn pro this spring is important for the program, so says Moorhead State baseball coach Mike McGuire. Outfielder Nico Hosiser was drafted last week by the Los Angeles Dodgers, while infielder Braxton Morris has signed with an independent team. Pitcher David Calderon is talking with several organizations and is expected to sign soon. According to McGuire, having players in his program get pro contracts helps MSU's recruiting.
I think it helps for kids to know that they can come to Morehead State and get a good education, win a lot of games, and also have the opportunity to move on to the next level, know that they're going to come here and get exposure. I think that's the one thing the kids, that's all the kids can ask for is, you know, you get a chance to play in front of the scouts that make the decision.
McGuire and his assistants are getting ready to hit the summer recruiting trail in the next few days. More information is out about a Kentucky football player who was arrested last month on drug trafficking charges. According to SEC Country, Marcus Walker had more than $95,000 in cash in his townhome. Along with the cash, police found more than 5 pounds of marijuana and nearly 53 grams of cocaine. When police arrived at the scene, they saw clear bags in plain view, quote, approximately the size of soccer balls full of marijuana. Walker was dismissed from the football team. Mark Stoops has yet to comment on the matter, however. After skipping last week's OTAs, defensive end Carlos Dunlap is participating in the Cincinnati Bengals minicamp this week. Dunlap's agent is trying to negotiate a new contract for his client. For his part, the ninth-year veteran says he's been working to get into shape for this season out on his own, and he's not mad that the two sides have yet to reach a deal.
No. There's no hard feelings between either of us. This is the process. Both sides understand it. And me personally, I just wanted to make sure I was in the best shape because obviously that's going to tell all.
The 29-year-old Dunlap had 15 and a half sacks over the last two seasons. He says his agent and Bengals officials are making progress on a new contract. One of the Kentucky basketball team's top returning players had off-season surgery. P.J. Washington withdrew his name from the NBA draft to return to UK for his sophomore season, and shortly after doing so, according to John Calipari, had a small procedure done.
Yeah, he had a finger issue that we wanted to get cleaned up, so good time to do it. Do it right away. It'll take him 4 or 5 weeks to get it all healed, but he'll be fine.
Calipari says he expects Washington to be able to practice and play with the team when they visit the Bahamas for 4 games in August. Another 5-star recruit in the class of 2019 has interest in playing for John Calipari at Kentucky. UK is one of several schools vying for the services of 6'9", 215-pound forward Matthew Hurt of John Marshall High School in Minnesota. Hurt likes that the Wildcat program annually sends a lot of players to the next level.
They have great one-and-done players. You know, Calipari has a lot of one-and-dones right now in the NBA, succeeding right now. You know, that's my biggest thing. I get out of Kentucky, you know, because they always and they develop over the year or two. How long they're with them? Just developed them really good.
During his junior season, Hurt averaged 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 4 blocks a game. He plans to sign in November. The NCAA has made some changes to its rulebook. Starting on October the 15th, college athletes will no longer need permission from their coaches or school to transfer and receive financial aid from another school. Under current rules, universities have the option to limit what schools the athlete can transfer to. However, that is changing with these new rules. Also, college football players can now play in up to 4 games without using a season of competition, meaning if a player does not play in more than 4 games due to an injury or other factors, they will have the option of being redshirted for that season without losing a year of eligibility. When it comes to rebuilding the Morgan County girls basketball program, new coach Troy Lee Thomas knows where he wants to start. Thomas says it's crucial to get youngsters at the elementary and middle school levels interested in the game and eventually playing for the Lady Cougars.
It starts with your youngest kids and not leaving your oldest kids out at all. But I just think there's got to be a vision. I think everybody's got to have a new look. And that's what I'm really trying to come over here and just install a different type of atmosphere and a culture that they can grasp and be great to be a part of.
Thomas says he's in it for the long haul, saying the Morgan job is one that he would like to stay in until his retirement. He'll be trying to rebuild a Lady Cougars program that hasn't enjoyed a winning season in 10 years. And finally in sports, the 2026 World Cup is coming to the United States. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico were awarded the event as part of a 3-country joint bid that was approved by the Soccer National Federation earlier this morning. Cities that could host games in the World Cup include Cincinnati and Nashville. That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball will host an elite camp from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th, at MSU's Recreation and Wellness Center. The camp is open to girls in grades 9 through 12. More information by calling the Women's Basketball Office at 783-5137 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates and indicated that two more increases are likely this year. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 119.53, or just under 0.5% at 25,201.20. The S&P 500 was down 11.22 at 2775.63, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 8.1 at 7695.70. Consumer discretionary stocks were the only positive performers today, although many bank stocks did jump following the Fed's decision to raise interest rates, and of course banks are beneficiaries of higher interest rates in terms of greater earnings growth. And Goldman Sachs shares actually finished the day over 1% higher. Morgan Stanley was up 1% today, and Bank of America traded 0.6% higher. As mentioned, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates 25 basis points, which was widely expected, and the Fed did suggest two more increases are likely this year. According to the Fed's so-called dot plot, which tracks participant expectations for interest rates, members now expect 4 hikes total this year, and this is up from the 3 previously expected. The Fed also changed the wording from prior memos, citing more optimistic economic growth as well as higher inflation expectations. Media and telecom stocks were in focus today, and most of these were up following the U.S. District Court's decision yesterday to allow AT&T's bid for Time Warner to go through. Shares of 21st Century Fox rallied almost 7%, this ahead of a widely anticipated bidding war between Comcast and Disney for portions of Rupert Murdoch's business. And Disney, which offered Fox previously an all-stock $52.4 billion deal for assets which include cable networks and its entertainment businesses, will likely now be forced to decide whether it's willing to top a significantly higher bid from Comcast. Disney shares were down earlier, but turned higher and finished the day up about 2%. Time Warner shares rallied 2.3% following the AT&T ruling, while online television and film company Netflix rallied 5%, after Goldman Sachs reiterated its buy rating on the shares and raised its price target to the highest on Wall Street. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.5% at $66.69 a barrel, while gold was up 0.3% at $1,303.10 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong as the Stock 600 index gained 0.7%, while in Asia, stocks were weak. The Shanghai Composite was down 1%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down 1.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Disney and Goldman Sachs, while the worst performers were Verizon and Boeing. In the S&P 500, the best performers were 21st Century Fox and Netflix, while your worst performers were H&R Block and Pulte Group. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 43 cents at 79.06, CSX down 62 cents at 66.13, AK Steel down 3 cents at 4.77, AEP down 10 cents at 63.47, Marathon Petroleum down 59 cents at 74.87, and Community Trust Bank was down 20 cents, finishing at 50.40. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Looking at the weather tonight, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, cloudy skies after midnight, lows around 62 degrees, chance of rain at 50%. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 83 degrees. Thursday night, generally fair, lows near 60 degrees. Friday, partly cloudy skies, highs around 87. Friday night, mainly clear skies, lows around 64. And on Saturday, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, highs around 92.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James and Hilliard Lyons, Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tilden Johnson. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and Translator W202 VH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanna Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.